Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us This Week in America. The acclaimed book, A Bubble Shy of Plum, Dare to Listen to Your Guides by Teresa Jans, is an anecdotal presentation of life events that have significantly impacted her life, highlighting the importance of paying attention to your surroundings and having the courage to be open to alternative opportunities. She urges us to embrace the speed bumps as well as the straightaways in life, enhance the life experience by exploring that which is unfamiliar. Teresa was born in Germany, raised in the U.S. She studied human nature for years personally and professionally, narrowing her focus to the fostering and development of human healing and spiritual development. Teresa's emphasis has been on bringing together the fields of history, science, and spirituality in such a way as to form a firm base from which to appreciate and respond to the various challenges of life and living in a beneficial way. Teresa Jans, author of A Bubble Shy of Plum, Dare to Listen to Your Guides, is our guest on This Week in America. Teresa, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. I really appreciate being here and talking to everyone.
It is our pleasure to have you with us, and an interesting conversation, interesting book, and I love the title. It catches your attention right away. When did you decide to write about the book? Talk about that experience, the process, when you decided you needed to put these thoughts down on paper.
Well, strangely enough, I'd always in my mind had a picture of me doing it. I never, ever really intended to write a book, although I'd been writing a long time, but nobody ever saw it. It kind of went into the heap. But as I got older and continued my journey, I went ahead and I started to keep them. And throughout my life, I can at least think of one or two times when writing actually saved my life. So it has since become a very important part of my life, and I decided to share it with people that I knew who seemed to enjoy the stories, and to sometimes they seem to get something out of it, actually.
Well, in reading the reviews, yes, so many people have been touched by your story and the book, A Bubble Shy of Plum, Dare to Listen to Your Guides. And you mentioned, they caught my attention, you're talking about the several times writing actually saved your life. This is really sort of a life's calling for you then, isn't it?
I think it has, and it's also shown me a way that I can help others so that they can help themselves as they go through their whatever personal life journeys.
You know, I mentioned in the open, you urge people to embrace the speed bumps as well as the straightaways in life. The straightaways are easy. It's the speed bump that throws us off. And I love the way that you phrase that. Tell us a little bit about what the book is actually about and who the book is designed for.
Well, the book, I will venture to say, is probably unlike any other that most people have read in the last couple years, maybe even at all. The life experiences that it talks about are events that changed my life. They're kind of entertaining. They're stories that I've told to people before, and they seem to really kind of get a kick out of them. So I went ahead and decided to put them together in a book so that it would perhaps help others as they went through their life events.
The book is A Bubble Shy of Plum, Dare to Listen to Your Guides. The author is Teresa Jans, and Teresa is T-E-R-E-S-A. Jans is J-A-N-Z. The book available where books are sold. We'll direct you to Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, there is a direct link to Amazon and Teresa's book. Let's talk about that title. As I mentioned, I love the title. It gets your attention right away. Talk about the significance of the title of your book.
Well, to those people who do know me, at first they didn't quite get it, but I'm a little bit different. My stories are unusual. My experiences all my life have been very, very a little bit shy of what maybe most people go through. They touch on a variety of topics that a lot of people may have questions about, may have personally experienced, but they don't talk about very often. And either they don't consider it themselves or they don't discuss it with others. So I decided to write some of those down and see if we could maybe spur a little discussion in that area, even if it's just with the reader themselves.
Yeah, it does get people thinking, and you talk about the differences in your life and how you were able to embrace those. And suddenly, as someone is reading the book, they see themselves in these situations, and it really sort of expands the horizons, even just mentally, as they're reading through the book and gives them something positive. What do you hope the reader takes away from the book? What they remember when the book is over? About, I don't want to call it a lesson, because this is not a book where you sit down and it's not necessarily an educational book, but it is without being called that. What do you hope when it's over, what the reader takes away from reading A Bubble Shy of Plum?
I would hope that the takeaway would be that you are really the creator of your life. From the time you're a twinkle in your parents' eye to the wherever you are now at this point, we sort of make choices. We're sort of taught, given an environment wherein we can learn to make choices and live with whatever the consequences are. So to do that, you need to sort of open your mind just a little bit and to deepen your own personal self-awareness. That's where I started.
When you wrote the book, and you touched on this, why did you decide to write the book in that process? Once you decide to write it, you're very honest in the book. How challenging was that to begin the process and then to sort of expose your experiences to the reader in order to help the reader get through some challenges in their lives?
Well, the odd thing was, obviously, I'd never written for the public before, but ironically, it only took about a month to write the book. The book actually seemed to write itself.
I was going to say, in that time, it must have written it itself.
Well, it did. I was amazed at it. The stories themselves, a lot of them are pretty different. They're entertaining, but also to promote discussion about the uniqueness, the variety of experiences and things that you can have that are open to you as you go through along your personal path and journey. I wanted to view the challenges in a different way that people run into, the speed bumps that I talk about.
Yes.
To loosen your grip on your own personal expectations. As we go along in life, we tend to get an idea in our mind of what we want our life to be, you know, who we're going to hook up with, what's going to go on. And sometimes that doesn't happen. A lot of people get really, really disappointed. But I want to encourage them to know that it can really maybe close one door but open another door for you that is a whole lot more fun, much more challenging, and a much better teacher to us as another choice, or maybe the original choice, might have been.
You talk so much about the importance of getting us to consider alternative perspectives in life, because life doesn't go necessarily as we think it's going to, or necessarily as we hope it's going to. Why is that so important to sort of take that dare out there and consider alternative perspectives?
Well, we kind of limit ourselves a lot of times,
yes,
like I said, with our own vision of what our life should be. And if we just kind of loosen our grip a little bit and touch, just take a chance, take a look at, consider a different perspective on whatever the issue is that you're dealing with, sometimes the obvious answer isn't the best one for you. And it's that courage to step forward, try something different, and just embrace something that you completely didn't expect as perhaps being something that's really, really awesome for you.
How did your life change when you got to that place in your mind where you decided, okay, I'm going to be open and let's see what happens, and you experienced something that was positive? What did that do to your life when you suddenly started considering all the options and didn't put limitations on yourself?
Well, when I started out, I mean, my original picture was a common picture. You know, the small house, white picket fence, husband, 2.5 children, dog and a cat.
Yes.
It was great. It was awesome. I was all excited. But my life did not turn out that way on so many levels. However, I can absolutely tell you that I have been taken into very unfamiliar environments. I have met fabulous, fascinating people that I consider my own personal wealth, having known them. And it's just broadened my horizons and perspectives so much. I would have been really bored with my original picture. I would have been a terrible mess, I'm sure. But this one was so much better and so much more fulfilling and satisfying on the whole.
Teresa Janz, our guest on the program, that's J-A-N-Z. The book is A Bubble Shy of Plum, Dare to Listen to Your Guides. The book is available at Amazon, direct link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about that a little bit more. There are really benefits, aren't there, of following unfamiliar paths as you go through life, and you found yourself the beneficiary of those.
Oh, I absolutely did. I actually started out with being from Germany, as you said in the beginning, and I had some interesting experience. I came to know many different Native American cultures, and somehow it's just a world I had never known before, and we just melded, came together, and it just really was wonderful experience. And I have now become part of that culture, and I really appreciate it, and I support it, and I am so grateful for that experience. It's just been awesome. Plus, I started out as thinking I was going to be a teacher and a nurse. I was actually both. I actually spent over 30 years in nursing, still active, but I certainly am not a teacher, at least not of the traditional studies, shall we say.
Well, yes.
And yet, kind of a teacher of life, as it were.
I was going to say, you were
and
a teacher.
I wouldn't have been there if I hadn't have done that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were a teacher, maybe not in the traditional sense that you would say, oh, a teacher. She stands in front of the classroom and hands out the textbook and then reads from it. It's in a whole different level than that picture. A Bubble Shy of Plum, Dare to Listen to Your Guides. You touched on this before. What do you hope the readers get from reading the book, and what is the response you're getting? Because all of the reviews I've seen have been glowing. They absolutely love the new doors you're opening for them.
Well, I'm hoping that, first of all, the variety of issues that it talks about, a lot of them are not comfortable topics. There are some that many people have never really even considered thinking about and how they felt about it. And I hope to encourage them to do that, not only to take it into themselves and turn it over in their minds, but to discuss it with their friends and family. I think they'll get some very interesting feedback on that. And I would like them and challenge them to pursue that. Check it out, because I think some of these issues are going to become very important in the next few years.
Well, and as you're reading the book, you just mentioned the Reader's Challenge. You really give us something as a reader, sort of an assignment, isn't there? There's this challenge there for us not just to read and maybe get something out of the book, but fully jump into the book and try to expand ourselves.
Yes, exactly. The challenge, I kind of call it the Reader's Challenge, because a lot of people who have read this book, the reaction is kind of funny. I know they've read it, and I know they've considered the topics, but there are a lot of people who they want to talk about it, and they sort of tiptoe and approach the subject, but they're still a little bit afraid to really dive in and get into a full, all-involved discussion about it. but I know that it's at least piqued their interest, and some people have actually started to ask questions, which I absolutely encourage. And there are two major issues in there that are going to become extremely important in the next several years. And I would challenge you, the reader, to try to identify what those what you think those issues will be, and to, you know, contact me if you wish, if you have any questions directly. I'm happy to talk about that with you, and I encourage questions, if not of me, of the readers themselves.
And I'm sure people will have questions. What is the best way to reach out to you for those questions?
The best way to reach me is to contact Circawk, C-I-R-C-H-A-W-K, at yahoo.com. And I love questions. I love any kind of evaluation, comments, criticisms. I welcome all of it.
You know, it's interesting because this is a two-way street between you and the reader. You're doing the challenge. So again, it's just not something you read and think, okay, it's an interesting concept. You're challenging to take that information and to do something with it. And you're also saying, if you've got any questions along the way, fire them my way and we'll talk it through.
Absolutely, because there are all kinds of details that I can add to any and all of those stories. And there are more where that came from.
Well, the book is such an important read, A Bubble Shy of Plum, Dare to Listen to Your Guides by Teresa Jans. I know that you've been working with Reader's Magnet in getting the book out to the public. What's that experience been like for you so far?
Oh, it's been terrific. They've really been great. They've offered me so many different options and expanded my view so that I take my own advice on how to publicize and promote my book and to get it out to the various audiences that are, you know, that are out there who might appreciate and be able to use some of this information, particularly younger people who are having a lot of issues, as we all do when we're young, and it really reaches all ages.
What's that been like? I've got about 30 seconds or so left in the program. When you are able to reach people, you get a comment, you see a review, you get an email from somebody you don't know, you would never have met had it not been for your book, and your book is shaping their lives in a positive way. What's the feeling of satisfaction like when you experience something like that?
Oh, it's absolutely awesome. It kind of validates my path as it now is spiritually and personally. And it's just another way that I can give back to all the friends and family and people around me who've been so supportive in my life. And it's my way of letting them know that I got the message, I got the help, I got the support, and I'm extremely, very, very grateful to have had the opportunity to do this, and am very blessed in the ability to actually write, so people kind of enjoy it.
And you like that input from the readers. Give us one more time that email address that they can get in contact with you.
The address is circawk at yahoo.com. That is C-I-R-C-H-A-W-K at yahoo.com.
And the book is A Bubble Shy of Plum, Dare to Listen to Your Guides. The author is Teresa Jans, J-A-N-Z. The book's available wherever books are sold. We'll direct you to Amazon, and that's the link we have up on our website. So if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Teresa's website. Teresa, the time has gone by way too quickly. A pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on reaching out and helping so many people. And hopefully we'll stay in touch. And thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you so very much. And do have a most wonderful day, all the readers and yourself.
Thank you as well. I appreciate that. Teresa Jans, A Bubble Shy of Plum, Dare to Listen to Your Guide. That is her book. The book's available at Amazon. Link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, for more information. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.